Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Chapman, Brother. Bell, Brother. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. January 22, 1897. Previously unpublished. Dear Brethren Chapman and Bell, I have been passing through a painful experience, both in Melbourne and in Currumbong. Rebellious feelings have been cherished by Brethren Shannon and Lawrence. They have greatly dishonored God, and you have been leavened by and participated in this spirit, especially Brother Bell. His words have been sharp and critical. Did he think that God was moving upon him to talk as he has done? Your course will bring darkness to your souls and to the souls of those to whom you communicate your spirit. The leaven of evil has done its work in Melbourne in various lines. Its evil influence has retarded the work both in Melbourne and in Currumbong. All this work has been done because men have felt at liberty to indulge in evil speaking and passionate words. But had all been as they said it was, they would not have been justified in talking as they have done. Who has set you to do this work? Not the Lord, but an enemy. You are not at liberty, under any circumstances, to think and speak evil, as it has been represented to me you have done. Words have been spoken that you will be ashamed to have appear before the heavenly universe. Brother Bell, your spirit is not right with God. How could you think that you were instigated by the Spirit of Jesus? Truth and righteousness have no part in the spirit that you have entertained. It has been represented to me that Satan was by your side, regarding you with exulting satisfaction as bitter words issued from your lips. You are not compelled to help in any line in advancing the school, but the Lord will not sanction your spirit or your influence in seeking, by pen or voice, to represent that which really you know nothing about, except by the reports of men who have greatly dishonored God. You may have thoughts and feelings that are not in accordance with the truth. Would it not be well to restrain these angry and extravagant feelings? Do not give expression to your feelings in words that show that you have lost Christ out of your soul. I tell you, my dear brethren, you know not what you are doing, or what manner of spirit you are of. Ignorantly, you have placed yourself on the same side as Satan to annoy your brethren, and the root of bitterness is springing up, whereby many will be defiled. Why cannot the people of God act like sensible Christians? Why do they, when brought into circumstances of trial, act hastily, like insubordinate children? Do you know that the Lord's watcher was by your side when you spoke your bitter words and uttered your hard speeches? But those who have started this leaven of bitterness have the greater sin. I reprove you in the name of the Lord, and I ask you if such a spirit is becoming to a child of God. I ask you to repent of this spirit and be converted, and ask the Lord to heal your soul, which is His property, which He has purchased with His own blood. The Spirit of God will not abide with you unless you will cast out the evil spirit. You cannot yoke up with Christ and yet connect with evil agencies and discourage those who are trying as faithful servants to do the will of God. Brethren Shannon and Lawrence have acted a disloyal part. Do you choose to sustain this kind of spirit? If you do, God will not sustain you. The work on these grounds can be done only by self-sacrificing efforts. The treasury holds but very limited means, and in building, we cannot work on the plans that they do in Battle Creek. We must make the most of every sixpence, every shilling, and every pound. They have nothing in the treasury except that which I have brought in by hiring money from Africa, on which I pay interest. High-priced carpenters cannot be employed. It is simply an impossibility to do this. Where to draw from, we know not. We are distressed at the drought of means. If men expect us to pay them the usual carpenter's wages, every dollar would be laid out in this way, and the work would be left half done. The Lord has heard the representations that Brother Shannon has made of this work. He has proved himself a traitor. Thus God calls him. That which you have heard against W.C. White has been as cruel as the grave. He has worked for Brother Shannon's interest, to give him work, when I was not in favor of employing him, for fear his precise carpenter ideas would involve me in a great deal more money than I could afford to spend. But Willie prevailed, and I employed him. Did you know that the false tirade and accusations that you brought against Willie and against his management and workstands registered in the books of heaven? When men stand, after a work has been done, and pour out their accusations against the one whose whole life is a continual sacrifice and devotion to the cause of God, let them remember that their words are written in the books of heaven. You were simply carried forward by the inspiration of Satan and his agencies. Now, we do not ask for your money. We do not ask you to manifest any interest in the school. But we do ask you to stop your accusing, for in doing this, you place yourself on Satan's side. Had you carried the many burdens and perplexities W.C. White has carried, you would have felt that you needed sympathy. Satan is opposed to every movement to advance the school, but if this were all, it would not be so formidable to meet. But when those who ought to stand by as a strength and support, as counselors, join the enemy's ranks, and turn their weapons against our own burden-bearers, when our own soldiers act and talk like our enemies, I feel like leaving the field for them, in their great wisdom, to manage. You have grieved the Spirit of God. You have built up difficulties. May God forgive you, for you are working, not only against me, but against all God's servants who are praying and studying, who deprive themselves of sleep and rest, who are carrying heavy loads that you do not dream of. I write this because I want you to call a halt before you advance farther in this line. This matter has been open to me, and the burden that you have brought on me, you cannot measure. Because I see that you, with others, are making our labors tenfold harder.